Ron o preis yn sip o gwaerio sy'n gwybod yn walt o'r ym siwbri ym cy edyn o'r Britstonico za Australio o Svetu Vlade Republike Slovenie za Slovenci o'r mestu yn Svetu. Pretem sem se tudi pogovarjal z gospo Jerneo Svetičič iz Queenslanda, ki prav tako nova predstavnica v tem svetu. Sedaj pa imam na telefonu gostjo, ki smo jo večkrat imeli tukaj na radiju SBS, Frances Urbash Johnson, kdo jo ne bi poznal, saj je aktivna na vseh področjih v slovenski skupnosti v Viktoriji, je podpredsednica slovenskega društva Melbourne, je predsednica sveta slovenskih organizacij v Viktoriji in lahko povem, da je tudi osebna prijateljica. Frances, sem zelo vesel, da lahko vas prvič predstavim kot predstavnica za Avstralijo v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu, kot sta tudi Walter in Jerneja. Lep pozdrav in iskrene čestitke.
Pozdravljen Lenti in pozdravljeni vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcem. Najlepša hvala za tvoje iskrene čestitke. Me zelo veseli. Lenti, thank you for your very kind wishes. It is a privilege and an honor to take up this new role, and I very much look forward to serving the Australian-Slovenian community in this role for its term of the next 5 years. As you're well aware, this position, this council, the terms are for a period of 5 years, and we had two representatives from Australia previously filling these roles, Mr. Florian Auser, who was based in Sydney, and Mr. Peter Mundell, who was based here in Melbourne, and they fulfilled those roles, I think, for the two terms, in fact, from when the council started back in 2007.
That's right, yeah.
And once these terms are fulfilled for two terms, that's the maximum amount that can be fulfilled for one person.
It's like being the President of the United States of America. You can only be there for two terms.
Correct. It's not quite like being the President of the United States, though, but anyway.
I think it's a bigger role.
Well, do you think that Donald Trump could do it?
No, certainly not. I'd love to see him in the Slovenian Parliament there.
That thought, yeah.
He'd build
Melania a could give him some tips.
Exactly right. Well, she'd be able to be his translator or whatever she could be. And hopefully he wouldn't start building walls around Ljubljana or... Yes.
The positions were indeed vacated, and there was the opportunity was spoken about, and after quite a bit of deliberation, because it's an important role and it's something that I take very seriously. So, after some thought, some discussions with different people in the community, discussions with my family, of course, I did decide to submit a nomination, and yes, I was fortunate enough for that nomination to be successful and accepted.
What would you like to be able to achieve having been put into this new position as one of the representatives on this council?
One of the things that I really noticed about our community and its different activities and our community in general is that we all have very different needs and wants, and that relates to all part of our lives, of course. And one thing that really came to my mind, especially after last year's first Statehood Day down at Federation Square, which brought together many, many different people, many that I hadn't seen for years, some that I'd never seen before. It brought together Slovenians that had recently immigrated to Australia. It brought in people that have been here for many years, and we gathered there together, and I thought, wow, we're quite... The people that are here are quite diverse in the types of lives that they lead, and very diverse in what their wants are from the Australian-Slovenian community. So for me, it's really about keeping that culture and those traditions and just that essence of Slovenianness alive here in Australia. So if I can achieve a way forward to keep that communication open to future generations, whilst also engaging with the first generations as well, being that link and, having that direct link to Slovenia through the Slovenian government, and being able to communicate for the future generations, I think, and keeping our Slovenianness alive.
That's a big challenge, considering there's a lot of people in the first generation moving on, as we've mentioned many times on this program, and the second generation generally hasn't embraced this concept of Sloveniness or being involved in the community. Perhaps there's a different way there with the second generation, particularly owing to the fact that you are of the second generation of the three representatives from Australia. The other two are born in Slovenia. Walter came here as a very young child, and Jernia came here very recently. Three very different backgrounds.
You know, you're spot on, Lenti, when you speak about the second generation, but I think there are very different ways to express our Sloveniness. I have relatives that can't speak a word of Slovenian, even though they have Slovenian parents, but can certainly bake a very, very good petica, which I am not able to do. So I think we all have different ways of expressing our Sloveniness. And yes, as I said, one of the things that really struck me when we had the statehood day raising of the flags last year was that there were a number of people there that, if I'm the second generation, that I haven't seen for a very long time, but there was something that brought them there on that day. That's that essence of the Sloveniness.
Yes.
And it's about being at your spot on when you say, you know, that there have to be different ways for people to be able to express it. Absolutely.
It's not all about being able to speak Slovenian like
no.
a native speaker. I know Pater Niko.
Correct.
If you remember Pater Niko Žvokol, who was here 25 years ago, he mentioned da ni važno če govoriš slovensko koliko govoriš, važno je to da imaš Slovenijo in slovenstvo u tvojem srcu.
That is absolutely spot on, and that's what I have in my heart, and I hope, and I know that so many other people do as well, and it's about giving people the opportunity to express that openly in an environment that they feel comfortable.
Francis, when is the first time you'll be meeting with this council?
The first meeting is scheduled for the 16th of February, so we're not far away. We're about a month away, less than a month away from that first meeting. It'd be wonderful to hit the ground running soon and just start working and to be able to have that group to communicate with and to communicate to, and that melting pot of our ideas from around the world, which is incredibly exciting. I look forward to speaking with you again after this first meeting takes place.
And that will take down perhaps some of those walls that may still exist within our community, the communication between Slovenia and the Australian Slovenian community. Unlike, you know, the American president who's wanting to build walls, we want to get rid of those walls.
Yes, and as Pope Francis has said, we don't want to build walls, we want to build bridges. And what we would really love to do is have that open communication with the Slovenian government so that people here, that we're all more aware of what's going on and what the opportunities are, because there are many, many opportunities for involvement and participation through many different ways. And let's really look at exploring and creating and generating more ideas and more activities of those types.
Thank you so much for joining us today on SBS, Francis. All the best.
Najlepša hvala, Lenti. Thank you so much, Lenti, for all your kind wishes. And for the opportunity to be on your program once again. I always love having a chat with you or your team. We look forward to catching up with everyone in the near future. Especially, we have the CSOV biannual festival coming up, which will be in April this year, the last weekend in April, and that will be at the Ivan Sankar Club in Geelong at Lovely Banks. So we look forward to seeing a lot of our community members at that particular event.